Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. One of the Texas Tech University School of Music's wind ensembles is headed to the College Band Directors National Association Convention. It's quite an honor. They'll have a home concert before they leave. We have all the details on today's show. Stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the Texas Tech University School of Music in the office of Dr. Eric Allen, who is Associate Director of Bands here at the School of Music. We're also joined by Dr. Lisa Garner Santa, who is Professor of Flute here at Texas Tech University School of Music. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Clint.
Eric, you have a great opportunity, a great concert, and a great tour coming up with your ensemble. Tell us what that's about and what all that involves.
Absolutely. Well, coming up in February is the College Band Directors National Association Divisional Conference, and it's hosted at the University of Oklahoma.
That's CBDNA.
CBDNA.
In band parlance.
That's
they talk
right.
about going to that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's right. And so we submitted an audition last year, and our symphonic band was invited by audition to perform at the conference.
And that's not something that happens every day, every year, right?
No, that's it's a rare opportunity and something that we're really proud of.
Right.
It speaks to the depth of our studios here at Texas Tech and certainly to the hard work that our students contribute every day.
Right. So it's a real honor to be asked to perform at a convention of your peers and other folks from around the country.
Absolutely. So collegiate band directors and teachers and professors from around the country and this particular region, I should say, that spans from Texas up through Kansas, out to Colorado, through Missouri, Louisiana, come together for this conference to experience fine performances from their peer institutions and perhaps even aspirational institutions. So we're really fortunate and proud to be able to represent Texas Tech University at this event.
So you're going to CBDNA? Great. That's a great honor. Tell us about it.
So we'll be performing a concert that has been several months in the making at that conference, but also we'll be touring in the Dallas area the days prior, and we'll be performing a concert here on February 16th at Hemley Recital Hall as kind of our send-off concert, and certainly one we hope the community will come and join us to experience some of this music. I think we have a really interesting and diverse program. One that will open with my colleagues conducting, Dr. Sarah McCoyne, will be leading us through Jess Langston Turner's Through the Looking Glass, which is in some ways a fanfare for a performance that is kind of a Through the Looking Glass, a snippet into what you're about to see is the idea, the programming idea behind that. We'll follow that with a piece by Jennifer Jolly, one of our composition professors here, titled Never Forget, Never Remember, and a really interesting satirical piece based on some political events. She'll be at the concert to kind of talk through that a little bit more even.
She's been on the show a couple of times.
Yes.
And did you commission this piece from her?
No, this piece, she brought this piece with her when
okay.
she came to Texas Tech, but it's one that I thought would really fit this program. To set up the next piece by Viet Quang, who's a composer that we had in residence last semester, a piece titled Sound and Smoke that he wrote. And, you know, he talked about this piece, what it's very mysterious, if you will, and also triumphant when he speaks of the piece that, you know, he read in poetry when he was young. Music is and words and are sometimes like sound and smoke, and it kind of inspired the sound that he imagined. And so this piece is a neat representation of that. And following an intermission, we'll feature my colleague, Lisa Garner Santa, on Joel Puckett's The Shadow of Sirius. And I'll let her tell you a little bit about that, if that's okay.
Absolutely. So, Joel Puckett.
Joel Puckett wrote this piece in 2009 as part of a consortium led by the University of Michigan. The piece was premiered by my wonderful colleague, Amy Porter. The piece is inspired by the poetry of W.S. Merwin. The poetry itself is a little abstract in nature, so the thing that I really appreciate about that is it allows lots of space for the listener to relate to it in their own unique way. So as we perform the work, the poetry will also be shown on a screen behind us. Also, the thing that I think is fascinating about this piece is that Joel is writing a work that explores the virtuosity of expression rather than only the virtuosity of technique. So what we have here is a piece inspired by poetry that is very colorful in nature. So beautiful chord progressions, really interesting combinations of instruments in order to get unique colors. One of my favorites is the combination of muted trumpet and flute. I think it's a beautifully complex but hollow sound. And I'm also myself very inspired by the poetry. So for an example, in the first movement, which is called the Nomad Flute, I believe that this is a call to the muse, for the return of the muse. So the opening line, "You that sang to me once, sing to me now. Let me hear your long lifted note." And so Puckett captures this with this beautiful arpeggiated ascent to a high note in the flute, and then kind of a call to other stars. And Sirius is traditionally referred to as a single star in the sky, but it's actually a constellation of stars. And so he represents this by utilizing the solo flutist on the stage, which is me, but then also this antiphonal collection of flutes that will be surrounding the hall. So it's a really immersive experience.
Wonderful. How long has this concerto been around?
So it was written in 2009. I performed it here with Sarah McCoyne and the Texas Tech University Wind Ensemble in 2012 as part of the consortium for the commission of the piece. Right. So we've just passed the 10th year anniversary of the piece, so it's a real honor to be exploring and experiencing the piece again now, with a little more understanding and insight. It's sat with me, and it's grown with me a little bit. So I'm really honored to have this opportunity to perform with my colleague, Dr. Allen, and with our students, the Symphonic Band.
And not just here, but touring around, and of course at the big concert in Oklahoma. So you'll get to do it a lot in a lot of different venues for a lot of different purposes, really.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited about that, because as we are performing in the Metroplex area, I have many Flute Studio alums in those areas, and I'll be excited to see them at the concert. So it'll be a wonderful opportunity to connect with those stars as well.
You mentioned first movement. So this is a multi-movement concerto?
Yes, there are three movements. So the first movement, the Nomad Flute, kind of the wandering flutist. To me, it's like looking for the muse. Where is the muse? The second movement is called the Eye of Shadow. And I really feel like this movement is exploring not only the concept of shadow, but even, you know, how we perceive shadow. Is shadow something that is really to be avoided, or is it something that's necessary as part of our human experience? And then the third movement is Into the Clouds, so transcendent in nature. Yeah, but also very tumultuous. They're very passionate moments in the third movement. Right. Yeah.
Well, how exciting. We can't wait to hear it.
Thank you so much. Great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. Eric, Allen, what else is on the program?
So we, as a palate cleanser, if you will, because this experience with The Shadow of Sirius is a very deep rooted experience. And so we'll follow that up with some Bach, actually, a transcription of a powerful organ work, his Fantasia in G. And the students will be doing some interesting staging during this as kind of an experimental performance idea that we had. And so we're excited to do that. And then we'll conclude the program with an exciting piece by Kimberly Archer titled Common Threads, which is really almost like cartoon music, if you will. It's a really nice light ending, but really exciting, and some virtuosic solos. I think they've provided some really neat opportunities for our students to be able to explore some solo work within the ensemble. It's just a lot of fun. It's just a nice way to end a program like this.
Right. So. For people in the community who want to come hear the home concert, mm-hmm. give us all the details.
Absolutely. So we'll be here on Sunday evening, February 16th at 7:30 p.m. in Himley Recital Hall on the campus of Texas Tech University. Parking, of course, is also readily available here at the School of Music, and we certainly hope people will come and experience this evening with us. I think it's going to be a very, very special concert.
Right. Well, anytime you get an honor of being asked to perform at a major convention, the home concert, it's always a big thing, so no people will want to come. Dr. Eric Allen and Dr. Lisa Garner-Santa, thank you very, very much for your time today on The Front Row.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure, Ken.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.